This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. ATV operators will soon be able to ride their vehicles on some roads in Liverpool. Region of Queens councillors adopted a road trails bylaw on Tuesday, paving the way for off-highway vehicles to use some roads to access trails and services. The rules take effect February 1st, but Dave White, who is the president of the Queens County ATV Association, says there's still some work to do to get the trails ready for riders.
It's really important for people to note that although it's past second reading today, it will not become officially open. The target date is February 1st, but there'll be public announcements through ATVANS, Queens County ATV Association, Queens Rails to Trails, and in conjunction with the Region of Queens Municipality. Things that have to be done is we have trail signage to go up, as well as the region has some signage for where the trail crosses streets.
The bylaw designates five routes around Liverpool that riders can use to access services or other trails. It's been about 2.5 years since ATV groups approached the region to create a connected trail network similar to those that exist in neighboring Lunenburg and Shelburne counties and in other parts of Atlantic Canada. ATV groups say that the changes will bring more economic activity to Queens County. In 2022, users said they spent about $454 million in Nova Scotia. The Nova Scotia government passed the Road Trails Act in 2023, which allows off-highway vehicles on provincial and municipal roads with certain conditions.
It's been a major development and a lot of work with the municipality over the last 6 months, but really over almost 2.5 years at this point. So we are exceptionally pleased with it.
White says motorists won't see much of a change once the rules go into effect, since the vehicles won't be allowed everywhere.
You will see off-highway vehicles on defined streets. That's important. It is not all of town.
The routes are behind the municipal offices on White Point Road and at various points from the Trestle Trail that would allow access to the Visitor Information Center, downtown shops, and services like the gas stations and grocery stores around Queens Place Drive.
And then you'll travel like any other vehicle down to the light and have all of the options open to you, including the yield lane to the right to access Irving, Shell, and Hank Snow Drive, which will allow us to have combined tourism events with the Friends of the Hank Snow Society, which we're very excited for, and we're hoping to do an event with them in February. You'll also be able to turn left at the light to access businesses like Sobeys, Superstore, McDonald's, Dollarama, Queens Place, Best Western, which is a major win because people will be able to come in and do expanded tourism opportunities. So we're very excited.
White says once the trails are open, they should bring in business from off-highway vehicle users from around the province. He says people can get more details about the routes by downloading the ATV Association of Nova Scotia's mobile app. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.